It's that time of the week.
KCMO 710 AM and 103.7 FM.
It's time for What If Wednesday
on Mundo in the Morning.
What if instead of having you on this radio station, there was somebody else?
Okay, what do you got for me there, John?
All right, what if Kansas City follows Independence lead in using homeless to pick up the trash?
Kansas City might be a heck of a lot cleaner, I'll tell you that right now. This is a great idea. I saw this from Fox 4 last night. A new Independence program pays homeless for trash pickup. Excuse me, you can't call them homeless anymore. People who are unhoused is the official term that we demand folks use. Now, I want to help the homeless, but this whole idea of now we're, you know, changing the names, you can't say homeless because it's, what, offensive? It's just, it's crazy. Absolutely crazy. But anyway, here's what they're doing in Independence. If you are somebody who is, this is what you need to qualify to participate in the program. Living on the streets, living in a vehicle, living in a motel, living in a halfway house, couch surfing, transitional housing program, disabilities, unaccompanied minors. Now, what I want to know is if you get kicked out of the house for the night, if the wife kicks you out onto the couch, are you couch surfing? Does that qualify as couch surfing or not? Can you then apply for the program? Each worker is going to be paid $12 an hour. In addition to the wage, you get an additional $3 per hour that will be put into escrow to use towards a housing savings fund for the individual. And then after 100 hours worked, you can use that $300 towards a housing expense, rent, motel rooms, past due rent, utilities, deposit on new utilities, other expenses needed for permanent stable housing. And by the way, you get breakfast and lunch if you're working during that time of day, and you don't have to do 40 hours a week immediately. They will allow you to build up your work stamina, and slowly increase weekly work hours. I love the idea. If Kansas City did that, you know, the loop might look halfway decent this morning, John.
Would be. The incentive packages seem weird to me. You were saying there was, what, $12 an hour?
Yes.
And then you work, say, 100 hours to get the money?
No. $100 hours to get the $300 that's put into escrow.
Mm-hmm.
So you get your $12 an hour, and then on the side of that, they're giving $3 an hour extra to you to put into escrow that you can use towards extra future money. Housing needs.
It might fix the ice maker in the refrigerator. It's like $300 towards the house. Like, that's not going to pay rent, not my rent.
No, it's not going to pay the rent. But, it gets things going in the right direction for these folks.
It seems like it, right?
Yes.
Right.
Here's the thing. Kansas City would probably have no interest because too many folks, instead of actually trying to help people help themselves, what they want to do is just say, you're down in your luck. Let the government take care of you.
If they offered the program, people would protest at wanting $15
yes,
an hour, right?
That's true, too. Mm-hmm. You'd have KC tenants down there screaming like a bunch of maniacs, $15 an hour, $15, you're screwing these people over. Oh, my gosh. All right. So, yeah, you're right. That's probably why Kansas City won't do it. They're like, it's not worth the headache.
They know what's coming.
Yeah.
All right. What if mayoral hopeful Clay Chastain campaigns in Kansas City?
I would have a little more respect for Clay Chastain if he actually was campaigning for the last several weeks in Kansas City in his mayoral run against Quint Lucas, the vanity run that he has done many times over before. Now, he says he's coming to town. He's coming to town this week. I don't know if it's tomorrow or Friday, but, you know, what a guy running for mayor in Kansas City. He's going to come here, you know, from Virginia where he lives and campaign here. I mean, geez, how about that?
Hopefully such a nice man.
Yeah. Get nonstop in.
I hope he can get nonstop for his sake, wherever he's coming from, somewhere in Virginia. But it's like, dude, you want everyone to pay attention to you, but it's hard to pay attention to a guy running for mayor who, you know, isn't here. Makes it kind of difficult, does it not? So it's just frustrating.
Yeah, didn't John Wood at least rent an apartment when he was taking on Greitens for
That's
the Republican?
That's right. That's right.
At least.
The guy that ran as an independent in that Missouri Senate race for like 7 minutes last year.
Mm-hmm.
At least he rented an apartment and someone saw him down in the crossroads for a hot minute. Good for him on that front.
He got spotted by local media.
That's right. He did. He got spotted. So Clay is going to come into the studio on Monday. He called up Mark, actually, while he was producing Stigall's show. And what did he say to you, Mark? How did that go down again?
Yeah, I asked him if he wanted to go on the air with Stegall on the topic of the day, and he's like, no, I want to talk to Pete Mundo.
Hello, Mark.
Yes. Yeah, that's how he goes.
You know who this is?
Do you know these pipes?
With BLM.
You know this voice, Mark. You know who I am.
Yep, that's how it went.
That's kind of how it went. Yep. Oh, gosh. That's so arrogant. You know this voice, Mark. Oh, gosh. Okay, Clay, please. That's sheesh.
I can't get no.
He's always got a chip on his shoulder. Always got a chip. But he does good parody songs. I'll give him that much. So he'll be in here, studio 8:05. I said, fine. You want to come in? You want to go mano a mano, Clay? Let's do it. So he'll be here 8:05 on Monday.
Is he bringing his acoustic guitar in?
I don't know. I should make it a requirement that he sings something.
A keyboard guy. I'm not sure.
You think he's a keyboard guy?
He may be multi-talented. I'm not sure.
I want him to go.
He usually uses a piano.
Yes, he could be a piano man. I want to hear Clay just vocals. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear just the vocals. Strip it down, and let's see what he sounds like.
We set up a little theater here.
That's right.
In our facility, but we should maybe.
We do have a new, we've been here in these new studios now for 3 years, and we have a performing studio here for musicians to come in since we've got music stations in the building. Maybe, should we do like a private meet and greet with Clay? You got to donate to the campaign. You got to Venmo him like $6. And then you can come see him perform. How's
maybe
that
he'll get an autograph or two.
Yeah, he might do it. Yeah, we got a step and repeat here. KCMO Talk Radio, step and repeat. You got a photo with Clay.
We should probably adjourn this promotions meeting to off the air and working it out.
There. Maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Kansas City voters, are you tired of crime, corruption, and decay, and want Clay to lead the way? Well, then I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. Well, then I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. They got some crazy little voters there, and I'm gonna give it some.
Now, that is from 2019. Maybe we can have Clay play his hit single. But we're getting ahead of ourselves before Monday comes around here. John, what's last on What If Wednesday?
What if the NFL owners stopped licking Jeff Bezos' boots?
Well, then they would not go ahead with this ridiculous idea that they announced last night of having teams play in 2 Thursday night football games per season. The limit was 1. It is now 2. They are allowing 2 games on Thursday night football per team. You know what's going to happen, right? The Chiefs are going to end up with at least 2 Thursday night games. And this is all because the owners are licking Jeff Bezos' boots because, of course, Amazon is now the home of Thursday night football. And Patrick Mahomes tweeted this out. He retweeted that news with a facepalm emoji because he knows it's coming for this team. He knows that they are going to end up with 2 Thursday night games because they are the biggest draw in the NFL, John.
Yep, facepalm from the dad of 2 young children.
Yes.
On Thursday night, got to go to work.
Yeah, yes. I feel for the guy on that front as well, as a fellow father of 2 young kids.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
So there's What If Wednesday in the books on KCMO.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.